If you work with your kids, can you call 1-800-330-9999? We just have a couple questions for you. So, Raven, this comes up because 2 years ago, NBA legend LeBron James, he was asked this.
Who do you want to play with?
Bronny is number one on my list.
That's dope.
He's number one on my list that I want to play with for sure.
You want him to beat you?
You think?
Nah, he can't beat me.
What he's talking about is they're asking him, who do you want to play with? Mm-hmm. And he said he wants to play with his son.
Right.
And, you know, he's been talking about his son, Bronny, for years now, saying that this is all he wants. He knows he's getting to the end of his career, and all he ever wants is one last season to play with his kid.
The end of his career. I mean, people have been saying that forever. I mean, they lost by 2 points last night. 2 points last night in the playoffs. Come on. What are we talking about here?
Then this announcement came a few weeks ago.
Well, I don't know where it came from, but at the end of the day, Bronny's his own man. He has some tough decisions to make.
Yeah.
And when he's ready to make those decisions, he'll let us all know. But as his family, we're going to support whatever he does.
And that decision has been made. Breaking news coming from basketball. USC freshman Bronny James has declared for the NBA draft. The eldest son of LeBron James, Bronny, also intends to maintain his college eligibility and will put his name into the transfer portal.
Right.
I mean, who wants to work with their parents?
Well, I mean, he's looking for a good position here, right? So he may not actually be in the NBA this coming year. It might be next year or whatever. But, you know, it's an interesting premise. LeBron has basically leveraged to make this happen, a lot of people would say. If you have LeBron, you're going to want to get his son because you're going to want to keep him happy.
Yeah, he said, my last year will be played with my son. He said it flat out. Mm. So, you know, it might be happening. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, when you work with your kids or you work with your parents, it's hard. I come from like a family of restaurants where that's what we did is we grew up working for our parents, and it's not always easy and it's not always fun. And I'm like, if you're Bronny, yeah, it sounds great, but you really want to work with your dad, one of the greatest NBA players of all time?
I mean, your father's pizza is wonderful. I don't know whether or not he's the LeBron of pizza, but it would be a lot of pressure, right? Would it not? Either way, right?
Yes. Hugo, you work with your kids?
I am the kid.
Oh, okay.
So you work with your mom, your dad? Who do you work with?
I work with my dad.
What do you guys do?
We do construction and landscaping work, but yeah, basically it's his company, and I work with him. I work with my dad.
So how many of there are you? Like, are you on the same crew? How many are there?
Well, in total, there's six workers.
Yeah.
But sometimes I work with my dad in the same, you know, the same job site. Sometimes he sends me off. So different job site doing this and that or picking up materials or whatever it is that we need for the job.
What's it like to work with your father?
Well, in the beginning, I've been working with him since I was a little kid. I wasn't actually doing any physical hard labor. But as I got older, I did start doing the labor. And he was tough. He was tough. I guess it was just a lot of stress and damage that work has done him throughout the years that caused him to be a little hard on me, but now he's a little more laid back. Now I can see that it's actually more pleasant.
No, it's parenthood that caused him to be hard on you, right?
If you had to do it all over again, would you continue to work with your dad? Like, is that your long-term plan? Like, this is just like, I'm going to work in this company until one day I'm going to take it over.
I mean, that was initially the goal, but like I said, when he was being a pain, I went back to NTC and I finished my degree.
There's got to be a better way, right?
Yeah, and I loved the job, but the salary wasn't great. So I decided to, it's not worth it. I'm not going to go back to get my degree. So I decided to come back and work with my dad. And now, we had a good talk and now he's more chill.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And a raise. Right.
Of course. And the raise. Yeah.
Do you work with your kids or do you work with your parents? 1-800-330-9999. How is it working out for you? Do you work with your kids or do you work with your parents too? 1-800-330-9999. LeBron James said that his last year in the NBA is going to be played with his son Bronny. And that might be coming true because Bronny just said that he would be eligible for the NBA draft that's coming up.
Yeah. It could be an interesting scenario. If it doesn't happen this year, it's probably going to happen next year.
But it's hard. Like, do you really want to work with your parents? It's not easy to have those family businesses. 1-800-330-9999. Sherry, you work with your kids?
I work with my daughter.
What do you guys do?
I'm an office manager for a dental office, and she is dual trained CPR and a dental assistant.
What is it like? Do you commute together? Like, when you see each other every morning, does she kiss you hello still? Like, how is it?
Stressful. We do commute most of the time together. Like, today we are not because she's off, but it's stressful. It's hard because sometimes at some point you want to be the parent, and then other times you got to be the boss. So It is a little stressful. It's a little hairy sometimes.
Right.
I would think so.
Yeah, and same thing, you know, for the kid.
Yeah.
You would push back in different scenarios for each of those. Like, you know, if you're a kid arguing with your parents, pushing back on your parents, that's one thing. And if you're an employee pushing back on your employer, that's something else.
Right. The way
and
you
sometimes you have to do both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do I get the kisses? No, I do not.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. You're the boss now. Never a kiss again. All right. Hey there, Matt. Do you work with your kids? Do you work with your parents? What's the scenario?
I work with my father.
And what do you guys do?
We own a party rental company in Fairfield.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
Since I was a kid. He worked with his parents, you know, when he was a kid too. So we've been in it together for a long time.
How do you like it? What's it like working with your dad?
It's, you know, some days can be challenging, but overall, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah.
I know that I'm very fortunate to be able to, you know, we get along, we butt heads because we care, but I consider myself very fortunate for being able to, you know, see him every day and be with him all the time.
They argue, Anna, about things like where's the DJ setup going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the chairs going to go? How to do the staging and the lighting? This was my dream until my kid thumbed his nose
right at me.
Thumbed his nose right at me. He's like, I'm going to do bulldozers and stuff. Yeah. Forget DJs and party rentals.
It's so hard, though, because like when you think that you know how to do something better than them, and they get so mad.
It's
like,
true.
Even like with my parents like and the social media on their businesses, I'll be like, Ma, like this isn't being done right. You keep posting the same picture. What do you know, Anya? What do you know?
Like, yeah.
You know, it's tough, you know?
100%. It's never going to be smooth all the time, but, you know, when you all care about it and, you know, you're all in it together, I think it makes a big difference. You know, family business is definitely a unique situation.
Caroline, do you work with your kids?
Yes, I do work with my kids. I have been a gym teacher at high school for 30 years, and my son has just started working at the school with me. He's now decided to become a science teacher, and it's kind of fun because we get to, like, gossip about our students together. so I get to, like, hear all about, you know, who's got a little crush on who, and we get to, like, gossip about the kids when we have dinner on the weekends.
That's interesting. Imagine being a teacher with your child at the same school.
Yeah, at my high school, there was a social studies teacher, and same thing. She was the history teacher or social studies teacher, and her daughter was the gym teacher.
That's cool.
Yeah. I used to hit on her daughter all the time.
That's very inappropriate.
It was inappropriate.
How old were you? 7?
17.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Probably,
you know,
not a good thing.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Two things I loved in gym class, volleyball and Ms. whatever her name was.